I could reimagine my five-decade life journey so far as a series of slow, wobbly steps up a ladder. A library ladder, to be precise, propped against some lofty bookshelves I can't quite see the tops of. With each rung I have climbed, a different shelf has come into view, placing tantalising new books at my eye level. On each rung, I have stopped to pull out some books and read them. Near the bottom, I fell upon Mog by Judith Carr, who is still writing, 92 years up her own ladder. If I close my eyes, I can still hear the children's librarian who held my five-year-old's attention in thrall as she proclaimed the book's refrain, "Bother that cat!" It was life-changing literature that kindled in me a love of stories read aloud, and a penchant for tabby cats. A couple of rungs further up came Beatrix Potter's Johnny Town Mouse. My favourite of Potter's stories was actually the rat-infested and child-pleasingly grotesque Samuel Whiskers, or the tale of the roly-poly pudding. But when my late father read Johnny Town Mouse to me at bedtime, and got to the part about Timmy Willie the country mouse, sniffing the smell of violets and spring grass, Dad would break off and dab a drop of my Cornish violets perfume behind each of my ears. For me, the taste of a madeleine has nothing on the fragrance of violets. It was life-changing literature that proved the power of words to summon sounds and scents and paternal love. I climbed a bit further and found Three Men in a Boat by Jerome K. Jerome. I have a vivid memory of clutching my sides, laughing over Harris and the recurring sight of a half of a penny bun in Hampton Court Maze, which meant that his fail-safe method for finding the way out had, well, failed. It was life-changing literature that taught me how funny words can be, how they can make you smile and occasionally summon the sort of belly laughs that make your cheeks ache. A bit higher still, at adolescent level, was L'Étranger by Albert Camus, studied in the course of my French A-level. In a grey porter cabin at a grey comprehensive school, the sun sliced down on the Algerian beach and Merceau shot the Arab. It was life-changing literature because it was morally ambiguous and made me want to probe the author's philosophy and the meaning of life. And because it made me hot round the collar in the chill of an East Midlands winter. I kept climbing the ladder, and I still am climbing the ladder. The shelves go up and up. Jane Austen, Jilly Cooper, Gerald Durrell, John Steinbeck, George Eliot, Ted Hughes, Daphne du Maurier, Raymond Carver, Colin Thubron, Roddy Doyle, Anne Tyler, Helen MacDonald. As I ascend and read, and ascend and read, the view remains a little hazy at times, but I have always had the sense that with each rung, the books I find help me see a little further, and also that my life will always be subject to change by literature.